COVID-19 deaths continue to decline, while hospitalizations increase in some states. By Michael Patrick Leahy on June 15, 2020. The COVID Tracking Project reported on Monday that COVID-19 deaths continue to fall in the United States, but also noted in a series of tweets the number of cases is up slightly over the past 7 days and that they are watching closely 5 states where current hospitalizations have increased over the past 2 weeks. These are the 5 states we're watching most closely. pic.twitter.com/chenefug9m. The COVID Tracking Project, at COVID-19 Tracking, June 15, 2020. States reported 18,521 positives today, up from 17,123 last Monday. pic.twitter.com/7qbd. The COVID Tracking Project, at COVID-19 Tracking, June 15, 2020. Nate Silver added his own analysis of the recent COVID-19 data. There continues to be this ebb and flow where people alternatively become too optimistic or too pessimistic in ways that are somewhat detached from the data. Certainly, the death numbers have been better, lately. 7-day average now at 700, down from 2,000 at the peak. Nate Silver, at Nate Silver 538, June 15, 2020. Current hospitalizations of COVID-19 are down from the peak. According to the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Management COVID-19 Hospitalization Tracking Project, there were 22,639 current hospitalizations in the United States on Monday among the 42 states that keep and report that data. This is a dramatic decline from April 13, when there were 18,829 hospitalizations in New York State alone. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, more than 118,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, according to Worldometers. The COVID Tracking Project currently lists 110,000 deaths. The vast majority of those deaths are among those over the age of 65. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson added a note of skepticism Monday in the way the media has been reporting on COVID-19 data. But Berenson told Fox News host Martha McCallum of the story on Friday. "We keep talking about cases, 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 cases. In this case, the media is using that to refer to positive test results," Berenson told host Martha McCallum. "It's not clinically meaningful. What's clinically meaningful is that people wind up in the hospital. If people wind up certainly on ventilators or ICUs, those are dangerous things. The thing that we know about COVID-19, is that your risk of getting really sick from it is incredibly dependent on your age," Berenson added. "So if we've 1,000 cases in nursing homes, it's very, very different than 1,000 cases at a Whirlpool plant where people are much younger, much less at a college. I'm not saying there's nothing to be concerned about. I'm not saying there's nothing to watch," Berenson continued. "We need to follow the data, just as we always have. But the media just wants panic." CNN reported last week, the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since Memorial Day has gone up in at least a dozen states: Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. In a series of tweets on Thursday, Berenson added a note of caution on reports of increases in current hospitalizations for COVID-19 in California, Texas, North Carolina, and several other states, asserting that the media is both confused and conflating several different data points in an effort to stir hysteria. "Overall hospitalizations are rising because people are returning to hospitals for elective, and in some cases very necessary, surgeries that were postponed," Berenson tweeted, adding, "6/whether or not they are symptomatic. Hospitals have financial and legal as well as medical incentives to do this. If they are positive, hospitals will report them as COVID patients, since, technically, they are, even if they have no COVID symptoms." Alex Berenson, at Alex Berenson, June 11, 2020. While the governors of Utah and Oregon have responded to the slight uptick in cases and current hospitalizations in their states by placing a pause on plans to reopen the economy, most other governors in states experiencing case and current hospitalization increases have given no indication of pausing their reopenings.